see that it takes us enough time. What time is it?
In a sec.
Okay, I'll start up. Okay, so let's take a look back at this Tosfos here in Daf Gimel. Question of Lifnei Evil Seeking Mechshol and how it plays into the Gemara here. So Jeremy, what do we have in Tosfos?
Mechshol.
Yeah.
So he is. Should I read the Tosfos?
Yeah.
Zereisha patur mutar vintomar v'haka avar alof neiver lo titein mechshol. And you can ask why say mutar? Isn't it a problem of lif neiver? V'afilu ma'irisha ya yachol etlo afilu lai abiyado dolavar bishul lif neiver demoshi kos yain lo nasir mokila beperikama demasechas avoda kochavim dekai detrei avar dinahara. And if you say that, well, there's a situation of where he could have still picked up the chayfetz anyway, or just like the case in by Nazir, where he still had access to the wine unless they were on two different sides of the river.
Okay, so his answer is, or Tosa's problem is?
His problem is that there's still an Isser Darabanan of the concept of Chayav Lafrisham Yasser.
Chayav Lafrisham Yasser. And you have, and his first question is, you have an Isser Lifnei Iver Sifei Mechshol
right
here. So why is Lifnei Iver not a problem?
Because Lifnei Iver is only a problem in a case where there's absolutely no other way for the person to be over on the Isser without your help.
Right. So it's at least that's the way it seems from the Gemara
in
Avodah Zarah. Okay, so who doesn't buy into Trei B'Dinara?
At all.
Is the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach?
No.
See the Rambam? Oh.
So the Rambam to Asim.
Yeah, the Rambam here in Nezikin. I think the Rambam actually talks about it. What does the Rambam say in... What parak does he quote it in?
Meaning what we're...
Oh, you don't find it here, so I'll quote you the Lista Minchas Chinat Tziach in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch says that Chayes Lo Reisi La Rambam Ula Rav HaMachaber at the Sefer Chinuch Sheyaviu Din HaMevur Sham De Davke B'Koy B'Trei Ibi Din Ara De'Enu Yachal Likach Ba'atzmo. Says the Rambam knew the Rambam nor the Sefer Chinuch quote this halacha of Trei Ibi Din Ara.
Where's the Rambam
Tzach? I think it's in the end of.
You gave it this year.
I did give it right.
I just didn't get to it.
It's in the end of one of the Prakim. Tell me where it is. So Ram doesn't quote the din of Trei B'Dinara. Tosfos here is assuming that you need Trei B'Dinara. Then Tosfos is Mechadesh that even if you don't have Trei B'Dinara, you're still going to have an Isser Drabana. Okay. What's the problem with this Tosfos? That it's not clear where this Isser Drabana comes from. Right, what's this Isser of Chayav Lafrisham and Isser? That's very unclear. What's Rekiv Eger's Kasha here? Rekiv Eger sends you to the Turi Heaven in Chagiga.
Evan. I found it in
Hawaii.
The
Tour.
You didn't say. You didn't bring anything. You didn't
coordinate
anything with Tour Evan
or Gemara. But the Tour.
I found it.
Rekiv Eger here said, "Quote to the I am Tour Evan, but
I'm
the Milum
Chagiga
David Gimel Medalef." Right. Yeah. So what's there? It's in the Milum. It's in the back, actually.
Oh.
Of the Tour Evan. You see it, Jeremy?
Yeah. By the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, it seems like the case of the not the two sides of the river, where they're on the same side of the river, there's no Issa Darabanan Afilu. But here it seems like Tosfos is saying...
Yeah, Tosfos seems to contradict themselves. I give you Tosfos, look on page 5 just for a second. Tosfos here is Tosfos on Chagiga Dafid Gimel Mralev. Turi Evan is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh wrote on Chagiga, he wrote Yuma. So his farmers have his Chuvas are Shagas Aryeh, and then he has Turi Evan, and he has the Gevura Asari. They're all similar style. So here look at Tosfos on page 5. So Rachel, what does Tosfos say? So the Gemara in Chagiga says that you can't teach Torah to Bnei Noach, and it quotes a pasuk. Gemara in Chagiga and David Gimel. So Tosfos here is bothered. Let's read Tosfos.
In motion?
Yeah.
In motion to return to Ovi Kulchavim. Ayaka Shalara Elchanan. Typically the Ovi Kulchavim Masik was a Rachayim Mita. Kedamar Perak Arvim Mito.
So why does the Gemara in Chagiga need a special pasuk to tell you that there's an issur to teach Torah to Bnei Noach? Why not just say a guy who learns Torah is chayiv misa, and in Mele you'll know that if you teach him Torah, you're causing him to be chayiv misa, so you violate lifnei iver lo titen michshol. Okay. So if it's talking about seven mitzvos, then there's a mitzvah. There can't be an iser.
Oh.
Right, so how could the Gemara say it's usher to teach them? Right. If he's learning his mitzvos, then it's a good thing. So how could the Gemara? Why doesn't the Gemara just say lifnei iver? Why does the Gemara need a special pasuk?
Magid
Al Yaakov is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. So what's Tosfos's answer?
So he seems to extend the case of Trei Ivrei to this case and say.
Because Tosfos she tells them, Tosfos you only violate Lifnei Iver when it's Trei B'Dinara. Why is this not a case of Trei B'Dinara?
Because there's another. They're talking about a case where it could have been done without an Isser, meaning that there's another Ovi Kochavim that would have.
Yeah, there's another Ovi Kochavim would have taught him. Right now, just interesting that how does Tosfos explain why it's not Trei B'Dinara?
Meaning it's not just that Trei B'Dinara seems to be here. It's not just that it would have happened anyway without an Isser.
Right, that's what some people are medayik from this Tosfos. Excellent. See that Tosfos here, Dafka says that it's Efshal De'akum. Right? Why didn't Tosfos just say that there would have been another Jew who would have taught him? So Tosfos says, you see from here, let's say there are two Jews who are willing to be Moshe the Koshal Yayin to this Nazir, and they're both be'Ever Dinara. So you define Ever Dinara as Mutter versus Aser. I mean, if I could have said another Jew would have done it anyway, that's not Trei B'Dinara. I mean, you're still causing him to do the Aser. So that's what people are dying from this Tosfos. But more importantly, what do you see from this Tosfos? Relevant to our question on Daf Gimel.
There's no Isser Drabanan brought up.
Yeah, why doesn't Tosfos say there's an Isser Drabanan here? Tosfos said this case is not Trei B'Dinara. That's why it's not Lifnei Iver, and that's why it's okay. That's why you need a pasuk. What about the Isser of Chayv L'Hafrisho Min Isser?
Is Magid Rabbi Yaakov supposed to be a deraita here?
It would seem that it is some form of it's not clear. It's not clear. It's not clear if it's an Isser D'oraisa. If you would say it's an Isser D'oraisa, then you could give that answer. The Achorim don't assume that way. They assume that Magid Dor of Yaakov would be at best an Isser D'Rabbanan from Tehillim, not an Isser D'oraisa. So that's the Shagas Aryeh's question. So how would you pose to solve that steer on Tosos? Unless you say, like Rachel was saying, this might be a quasi D'oraisa.
The whole point of the Rabbanan in Toso is the Hafrishoma Isser. So I could say that applies specifically to a Jew, not to...
Excellent. So that's the Shach also poses this question in Tosos. The Shach is in Yardea Kuf Nun Aleph Vav. So he says the distinction here is between a Yisrael and a non-Yisrael. So that Rabbanan of Chayv L'Hafrishoma Isser, that only is going to apply to a Yisrael. The D'oraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol will apply to both a Yisrael and to a non-Yisrael. Okay, we have there's a couple of pages over there. So this is very interesting now, right? Tosfos, what do you see from that distinction of the Shach? Why is that conceptually very important in understanding with Neiber?
It shows that there can be two different serum, and one's not just more from the other.
Excellent.
An extension should apply.
Excellent. If I just had Tosfos on Daf Gimel, right, so I would have thought that this Tin of L'Hafisho Min Isser is a natural extension of the Doraisa Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol. But what it sounds like when you put the two Tosfos in together and you take the Shach's distinction, it sounds as if really Tosfos is saying there would have been a Doraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol. Once you don't have that Doraisa, there's a completely separate principle that kicks in of Achiv L'Hafisho Min Isser Midrabanan. But that Achiv L'Hafisho is not an extension of Lifnei Iver.
Wait, but Tosfos here talks about Nachri. He goes on to talk for it.
Okay, but that's only because of Maris Ayin.
Is that clear? I mean, the Rush understands that way. Is that clear? That's it's supposed to say?
Yeah, because Tosfos is saying that over here there's not going to be Lifnei Iver. It's clear that from other Gemaras in Chulin there is Lifnei Iver to a non-Jew.
Okay.
Meaning if you give an non-Jew Iver Menachai, so you violate Lifnei Iver.
Right. And it also, it makes sense just for those, otherwise it wouldn't make sense, like the rest of it wouldn't make sense. The Omid Bachutz, meaning to say that it's not, yeah, fine.
Yeah, and then I mean, then the reason why it depends who owns it seems to be a din
right,
in Maris Ayin.
Yeah.
That if it's Shel HaGoy, there's no Maris Ayin that you're telling him to do something for you on Shabbos.
Right.
That's what it seems like.
There's no way to, like, yeah, because before I saw the Rush, I didn't understand what I was talking about. I guess there's no way to understand that without Maris Ayin.
Right, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's the Pashup Shah. Now, it seems like this Chiv is a separate value altogether. And it's interesting that Tosos doesn't entertain what possibility. Over here, what possibility could they have entertained? It says Mikol Malkam Iser Drabanan Mia Yikom Chayv LaFrisham An Iser. Okay, so we'll get to Tosu Yishanim in a second. But before we get to Tosu Yishanim, even just how they jump from Lifnei Iver to this Chayv LaFrisham. I'm saying, could they have posed something in between?
The Drabanan level of Lifnei Iver.
Okay, maybe that.
What the. Framing it as Israel Osayel Odeo Berbera as opposed to Laferisha Mas.
Okay, and more importantly, what might come along with that? Can you hear the question?
I heard the question. I would have thought what Rachel said that. So.
I think why not talk about a Doraisa Chiv Laferisha Maneser?
Is there a
Dorito? That's an important question. But why jump? I mean, you could have said like Rachel, fine, we're jumping from Lifnei Iver Doraisa to Lifnei Iver Drabanan. Or you could have said like Jeremy, why jump from Lifnei Iver Doraisa to Chiv LaHafrishim and Isser? Why not say Isser Misayeya Lidvar Veira? I'm saying that might go along with saying that you could jump from a Doraisa of Lifnei Iver to a Doraisa of an Isser Lisayeya Bidvar Veira. Why jump from this Lifnei Iver straight to the Isser Drabanan of LaHafrisha? So the question is Tosus denying that there is a category Doraisa of the Isser LaHafrisha min Isser? And the Doraisa concept is only Lifnei Iver? Would they recognize some in-between categories? And I think this also touches on Rachel's point that maybe, right, when you distinguish between these two Tosus, and Tosus here and Tosus in Chagiga, you'd end up saying that the din of Chiv LaHafrisha min Isser is not related to Lifnei Iver at all. That seems to be a separate halacha in, let's say, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebazah. Right, you have a responsibility to prevent a Jew from doing an Aveira. You don't have a responsibility to prevent a non-Jew from doing an Aveira, even though you have an Isser of Lifnei Iver when it comes to a non-Jew. What does Tosfos Yishanim here pose to solve the problem? To answer Tosfos' question?
The word Matzer doesn't mean everything's Matzer, just means in the context of Hilchot Shabbos.
With respect to Hilchot Shabbos, so this is Mutter, but with respect to mitzvahs lifnei iver l'sitein mitzvah, this is going to be an iser d'oraisa. That makes so. First of all, that might reflect back on something we mentioned right at the onset. What might Tosfos Yishanim be denying with respect to the definition of lifnei iver l'sitein mitzvah?
Forever.
Yeah. Maybe Tosfos Yishanim here doesn't hold up Tosfos Yishanim. Right. This seems to be on the surface. It seems to be a very simple case. You're standing inside the guy. You have something in your hand. Somebody from the outside does an akira from your hand and a hanach on his rishos. So it would seem. The pasha says that that's not shtrei ibri dinara. He could have done an akira and a hanacha without you. Could have taken something from your rishos and done a hanach on his rishos. Your holding the chifetz wasn't necessary for the maisei eser. So Tosus was machadish that maybe it's a case of shtrei ibri dinara, but where it's not shtrei ibri dinara. Sorry. Tosfos Machadish that maybe this is not a case, maybe there's no Lifnei Iver here because it's not Shrei Ibri Dinara. Sorry, maybe there's no Lifnei Iver here because it's not Shrei Ibri Dinara. That's what Tosfos wants to in the case. But Tosfos Yishanim would probably say, in a Harami, this is not a case of Shrei Ibri Dinara, and yet there would be an Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol.
Or you could just be saying, no, meaning it's not a case of Shrei Ibri, but there's still a problem of LaHafrisha Min Isser.
The question is, do you assume that the case itself is a case of Shrei Ibri Dinara or not?
Right.
So what do you assume? A normal case where someone's taking something from inside a house to outside
a
house.
We're talking about a by anisa, meaning it does sound like it's a case of trade between her.
Because you couldn't have taken anything from your house without...
Yeah, if you're talking about a house, you can't get into the door without...
Hmm. And what about the case where the ani is standing on the... On the outside,
right? Meaning for the Baal HaBayis, the ani doesn't seem like it wouldn't be. But then you can't really, like, you can't really, I don't know. Meaning
that anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I would have said that pashtus he's denying. The pashtus, the assumption of the case is that it's not Trei B'Dinara. There's no reason to assume that you need the collaboration here, and until Shishonim is just assuming like the Rambam and the Chinuch that you don't need Trei B'ri for the Chneva. That's what I would have thought. But what else might they be arguing about?
About whether, meaning just whether, it could be about also just about the Hafri Shimon at Isser. I mean, when Tazvi Shimon was saying, okay, you're right, there's no problem with Ne'iver if he assumes that we're dealing with knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Tazvi Shimon might reject this category that Tosus makes up.
No, I was saying that he might accept it and just say, it's just a question of, do you see it as part of the nature of, as part of the Isser of Shabbos, or do you see it as external?
For Lif Ne'iver.
Or even either for Lif Ne'iver, or it could even be about
Isser Maseya.
Yeah.
Why not just say it for Lif Ne'iver?
It could be. Then you have to say that we're talking about a case of Trei B'ri. Meaning.
No, but let's assume for a second. Tosos Yishanim is assuming that you have Lif Ne'iver here, but Isser Lif Ne'iver doesn't relate to the Isser of Shabbos. That's why, with respect to Shabbos, it's Pater Mutter. Right.
Right.
If I held that the Lif Ne'iver now relates to the Isser of Shabbos, then I couldn't have maintained Tosos Yishanim's answer.
Right. No, meaning, if you think there's a problem with Lif Ne'iver here, then that's true. If you think that we're talking about a case of it's not Trei B'ri Dinara, so we're not dealing with Lif Ne'iver at all, we're only dealing with Masaya, and then the Machlokes.
Means you're denying, assuming against what we suggested before.
Assuming
that Tosos Yishanim buys into the Hagdara of Lif Ne'iver posed by Tosos, that you need Trei B'ri Dinara.
Yeah. If he does buy it, which I don't know if he does, but
yeah,
if he does,
the question of Isser Maseya.
And then the question is just on a smaller scale, is Isser Maseya part of, do you consider external? Or
right, just deflect
or
the question to Isser Maseya. And then I would say even further, I would just ask, which one of those is more intuitive to you that it should be problematic?
Meaning, what should be problematic?
Saying Tosos Yishanim's assumption that Lif Ne'iver is an independent Isser, not relating to the Isser of Shabbos.
It makes sense.
So which one of those is more intuitive? That Lif Ne'iver doesn't relate to the Isser of Shabbos, or that the Isser Misayeya, or the Isser of Chiv HaFisham and Isser doesn't relate to Isser Shabbos?
I haven't thought about this too much, but I think Lif Ne'iver makes more sense to say it separate, just because it's its own puzzle, right? If it's a made-up category, if it's a made-up derabbanan, so you could say, all right, it's a made-up derabbanan to protect the deraita, so we're not going to consider its own category. But if it's its own deraita, then it makes sense to see that we see it separately.
Maybe. Chana, what do you think?
I mean, also, La Frisho and Avera is dependent on an Avera, something else that's already existent, as opposed to Lif Ne'iver.
That's similar to Rachel.
Right.
What do you think?
Right, that's what I was trying to think, but maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe La Frisho is more like when Benji and I were learning, we called it like a Kadosh and Tiyu type of commandment, where
that's what I was more notated towards also, that when you say Chiv La Frisho and Isra, that sounds like it stems from like a responsibility towards other Jews. Not with Lif Ne'iver, that's already an Isser. So then I could ask, well, what's the nature of this Isser? Is it like a chameleon Isser that applies to every Doraisa and it like integrates into that Isser? Or is it separate? But when it comes to Chiv HaFrishim and Isser, that just means I have a responsibility to stop him. I think that had Tosos have said something stronger than Isser, than a Chiv HaFrishim, had Tosos have said there's an Isser Misayeya, then I would have agreed with you two. Because an Isser Misayeya, I would say, that there's an Isser to violate Shabbos. There's an Isser to be a partner in a crime of violating Shabbos. That might be an extension of the Maisa Avera. But just L'Hafrisham and Isser might be too weak.
Then I'd have to ask them what's the basis of L'Hafrisham and Isser.
Then we'd have to ask what's the basis of Isser L'Hafrisham and Isser.
Right. Okay.
So those are our questions.
Are we assuming then that Lif Ne'iver is actually connected to Shabbat?
Oh, so that's going to be an important question. So we saw, I gave you Rabbi Kiva Iger in his Tosos on the Mishnah. You also have it in his Chidushim here. What did Rabbi Kiva Iger say? It's also on page 5, the very end. Becky, you have the sheets?
Yeah.
So we have on page 5, you have Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is working off this Tosfos Yeshanim. He quotes the B'shem Ran also. What does he say? Second line. V'im Tomar Akiva Demi Kamakum Aser Mai Nafkamina Mad Bameh Demutar Mishum Shabbos. Right. What's the difference whether it's Aser B'Torah Shabbos or Aser B'Torah Slifni? V'Rabbi Yishlomar Hakayim Lan Mumr L'Davar Echad Lo Havim Mumr L'Chol Torah Kula Mumr L'Chol Shabbos V'Far Hesya Havim Mumr L'Chol Torah Kula V'Shchitaso Asura. So what's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's suggestion for Tosfos Yeshanim?
The Lifnei Iver really is connected to Shabbos, but it wouldn't be. It's not so connected that you'd be a Mamar L'Kol HaTorah Kula.
Well, I think he's saying different. I think he's saying that for Tosfos Yeshanim, it's absolutely independent.
Okay.
And that's why you're not considered a Mamar L'Chol Shabbos, Mamar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Had Lifnei Iver been an Isser that extends, that is an Isser of Yisurei Shabbos, then you would be a Mumar. But since it's not, then we don't say Mumar L'chal Shabbos in this case. Okay. If we wanted to disagree, then we would say that Lifnei Iver here would make you Mumar L'chal Shabbos. I don't have it here. I wanted to look back at it. I remember seeing this a couple years ago. But as I have written here, Baal Mar Ramban. It's a really long Baal Mar Ramban in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. So there they argue about a case. I'll bring it in next time. I started reading through it. I got stuck. It's really long. They argue about a case of Yehar Gval Yavar. A case of Lifnei Iver of Yehar Gval Yavar, of the big three of Averus. So what it seems to emerge from that machlokas is that the Baal Mor actually holds that a Lifnei Iver of Shvichas Damim or Gilei Arayos or Avodah Zarah would itself be Yehar Gval Yavar. So that would only make sense if you assume that the Lifnei Iver takes on the properties of the Aver that you're being machshel into. Right, so that would be a good indication as to bring in the case. That would be a very strong indication that Lifnei Iver integrates into the actual Aver. I'll just give you one more manifestation of that, or at least one more piece of evidence for that yisod. The Menchas Chinuch actually quotes a position that Lifnei Iver would apply to Bnei Noach. Not if a Yisrael is machshil ben Noach that he violates Lifnei Iver, but if a ben Noach is machshil another ben Noach, then he violates Lifnei Iver as din mechshel. So the question is, how would that extend to the Shav Mitzvah ben Noach?
It's not its own separate mitzvah.
What?
If it's not its own separate mitzvah.
Exactly. So if you assume that it becomes a part of the mitzvos that you're being machshil into, so then you could say that it'll apply to the Shav Mitzvah ben Noach.
Isn't that like Gemara? I mean, they ask about the Harav Yavar.
The Gemara asks about Yehar Gval Yavar, B'chai Behem.
Yeah.
That's the Gemara asks, exactly. So if you assume that B'chai Behem is a principle of mitzvos, so then you can say it applies to a mitzvah. And analogously, you would say over here that if Lifnei Iver is an Isser within every mitzvah, then it'll apply to Bnei Noach as well. So what I want to survey now for a minute is just to understand the difference between these different mitzvos or Isurim that talk about being Machshil, Misayeya, and Lifnei Iver. So, the Rush here already gave us a hint as to what we're talking about, and the Rush suggested that maybe there's a firm grounding for this Isser of Chivla Afrisham Neisser. So, where did the Rush point us to? Yes, so the Rush points us to Gemara, or to a principle of Katan Ochal Nevelos, Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrisha. So it's the Gemara in Yivamos, it's the Gemara in Shabbos. You can see, take a look on Kuf Chaf Aleph, I believe, or Kuf Chaf. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph. So you have the Mishnah there. What's going on in the Mishnah? Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph.
Whether or not you're allowed to tell someone to be Mechaba.
Yeah, so for the Gemara says that if your house is burning, so you don't have to tell a non-Jew to stop putting it out, but you're not allowed to ask him to put it out for you. And the Gemara says, but for a katan, let's say your child starts to put out the fire, so the din is that you have to make him stop. Right? So it's Shabbos, your house is burning down, katan comes to extinguish it. The Gemara says, you're not, the Mishnah says, you can't tell your, you have to prevent your son from extinguishing it. Why? Because you have an obligation to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. The Gemara, the two dots right before the next Mishnah, what does the Gemara infer?
That
What does he want to infer?
That implies that bezin mitzvah lafrisho.
Yes, you see, katan ochal nevelos. If a katan is violating an iser, so bezin mitzvah lafrisho is a requirement to stop him from doing the avera. Now this is very strange because the Gemara in Yevamos goes back and forth, trying to figure out, is it chiv lafrisho, in chiv lafrisho? So if you have an explicit mishnah that indicates mitzvah lafrisho, so why is the Gemara in Yevamos trying? Why is the Gemara in Yevamos going back and forth, laboring to determine the psak? So what does the Gemara say? Yeah. Katan osal das aviv. No. This is a specific case where the katan is doing it for the father. So when the katan is doing it for the father, then we're going to say bezdin mitzuvan lafrisho. If he's doing it independently, then you're going to have a machlokas. Fine. So the Rush wants to maintain that this din of katan ochal nevelos bezdin mitzuvan lafrisho, that's going to be the basis for this chiyav lahafrish a gadol from an iser. Why is that problematic?
I just don't understand why there was something from Beit Din. The Gemara itself was quotes between Beit Din and everyone else, but I just didn't understand the assumption that even if it is a mitzvah on Beit Din, why would we extend it to everyone else that sees him?
Okay, good. So you might say that the din of Katan Ochan the Velos Bezim and Tzuvan Lafrisho, you might say that's more of a Bezim halacha.
It's also possible that doesn't the Gemara potentially reject this concept of.
Yeah. That's what the the Marsha.
The Rambam doesn't paskin in this law. He never says he's actively
against it.
Yeah.
The Rambam paskins
against. I mean, he says we're not mitzvah lafrisho.
Yeah, the Gemara. All the Rishonim seem to paskin katan ochal nevelos in bezin mitzvah lafrisho. So how could the Rush here bring a Rambam? That's what the Marsha is pointing out. I think it's the Marsha. Yeah. How could the Rush here try to base this halacha of lafrisho min ha'iser from a halacha that doesn't exist? Because we paskin katan ochal nevelos ain't bezim mitzvah lafrisho. If you saw the Rashba in Yevamos, you might see the Rashba in Yevamos. So the Rashba in Yevamos just fleshes that out, that we paskin ain't bezim mitzvah lafrisho, clearly. So over here, we say that bezim mitzvah, the Rashba seems to be saying mitzvah lafrisho. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, actually, the Beis Yosef, it goes back, tries to show that maybe there are some Rishonim who paskin bezin mitzvah lafrisho. And it says, oh, you know, the Rush in Shabbos and Daf Gimel brings a raya for this chiyuv lahafrisho from bezin mitzvah lafrisho. So maybe the Rush is paskining against everybody else. But it's a little inconclusive. So what do you say? How do you answer that question? Chana, what do you think?
The question is why? How could the Rush use this if basically everyone passes against it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not an actual halacha, but there's still a concept of like.
That's a good suggestion. So it might be that the Rush is saying since the Rush had a kavah chomer, right, if there's one day out there in the Gemara that's going to hold katan ochal nevelos bezim et simon lafrisho, so when you say a kol shekain to a gadol, that would apply even to the Manda Amar who doesn't hold Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisho for a Katan. I mean, maybe you shift the whole discussion over one. If there's one day out there who holds Katan, maybe the whole Machlokas basically about Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisho is only about a Katan. When it comes to a Gadol, maybe there everybody would agree. Because that would be one possible answer. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovetz Shurim in Beitza, so he says no. He points this Tosus over here, Tosus on Kufchav Aleph from Aleph. Tosus Devi Maskel Shmami Na Katanocha Mivelos. So Tosus here suggests that everybody will agree that when it comes to a Katan who's Bar Chinuch, so then you have a chiyuv lahafrisho. So maybe the Rush is basically saying, since everybody agrees in the case of a katan who's magia lechinuch at bezin mitzvah lahafrisho, so then kol shekain for a gadol. Okay. Because everybody agrees that bezin mitzvah lahafrisho for a katan who's magia lechinuch. So that's what the Rush really meant. Why? But that's a Buchanan's suggestion. But I find that very wanting. Why?
So the Gemara, like Tosfos even admitted it, like the Gemara in Yevamot really doesn't make it seem like, I mean, Gemara never mentioned the distinction between
Because the Gemara never mentions the distinction between Megillah and Chinuch.
Yeah.
You should know all the Rishonim and Yevamos are bothered by that question, though. And why are we even talking about a question of Bezim and Tzivon Nafrisho? Shouldn't there be a din of Chinuch anyway?
Right.
So isn't it obvious that you have to be Mechanech your child?
Right.
So Rishonim are actually bothered by Chinuch versus not Chinuch.
I mean,
but we'll get to that in a second, actually.
Sure.
But I think it's a more basic problem. You can pose that question a lot stronger against the rush.
Also, meaning this isn't a lot stronger. I don't think you shouldn't have used the phrase of meaning.
Okay, you
shouldn't
use maybe the term of chinuch. I think it's
of beit mitzvah, like.
Okay, right. He really meant
mitzvah chinuch. If it's mitzvah chinuch, you should think it.
Okay, but I'll say more than that. What do you think, Jen? If it's really Mitoras Chinuch, then how can you say Kol Shekein for a Gadol? The whole basis for your obligation to be Mafresh the Katan is because you have an obligation to be Mechanechem. So a father has a responsibility to the son or to his child to be Mechanechem b'mitzvos. But who said that same obligation and responsibility would carry over to another Gadol b'Yisrael who has his own autonomous responsibility? Right? So if the Mechaiv here is Chinuch, so then it's almost impossible to carry over to another gadol. If the mechayiv here is at least a principle of mitzuvin lahafrish ketanim, so I can understand they will generalize it to gedolim. So, but that actually depends on how much you think that din of bezin mitzuvin lahafrisho is actually a general principle of lahafrish misurim, and therefore it can be generalized to gedolim, or that's a din miyuchad in your responsibility klape your child, i.e., an extension of mitzvah chinuch.
It also depends on how you view chinuch. You could view the mitzvah of chinuch now as a meaning, even if it only applies specifically to the father, to the son. But the whole point is just that, like, whatever you're making in practice for when he's a gadol, then you could take up kol shekein gadol, meaning it's not specific.
But I know, but then I would argue that my obligation is to teach my son for when he's a gadol, or my daughter for when she's a gadola. But
right, but you could just say that just because practically we can't make everyone in Israel chayiv to, like, have a chiyuv to teach every katan.
Yeah, but I might just say I don't know, that chiyuv is never there. I don't have a chiyuv to teach, you know, some other gadol about mitzvos.
No, the chiyuv is there when he's a katan. The chiyuv is only the father when he's a katan, because when he's a katan, you're the only one that has jurisdiction over him. Once you're a gadol, right, kol shekein, that, like, now it's...
But once that jurisdiction is gone, I might say that there's no obligation whatsoever.
But you
could also, or you could say the other way, that... Yeah. Yeah,
it's the only one they get the age of chiyuv, but... I don't know if you can
say. So you can say...
No, I this might be different, but only like that is only becomes relevant once they get the age of chinuch, so they're kavah chomer, the gadol, because they're like definitely like the age when like they're like chinuch is about being like practicing to be a gadol, and so therefore kavah chomer, like when they're gadol, then it's still relevant.
If the point is like ariv, let's say, right, that everyone's like responsible for each other, so then okay, so when you're cut down, the only person that's responsible for you is your father. When you're a gadol, everyone's responsible for you.
Right. I would count that it would be a tremendous chiddush to say that the mitzvah of chinuch is an extension of arevus.
Right.
That's what you're suggesting.
Right.
I'd say if anything, there's a separate mitzvah of chinuch for ketanim, and there might be a halacha of arevus that extends over into chiv lafisha minah. So that's what I would have suggested. So if you look at the Rambam in, so look at the actually this Rashba on page 3, Rashba Nivamos. So let's start at the middle of the Od Kasav Huzal. That's the second Rashba on the page. Jeremy, have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's take a look at it.
Od Kasav Huzal, Afalpi Shein based in Mitzav and Lafrisha Lakatam, Lakatam Mitzvah, Lavav Lafrisha Lakorbo, today Lachan Chod Beprisha Kirisha Shnamar, Chinuch Lanaer.
Lanar.
So
the Rashba is here, is quoting the Rambam, who suggests that there's a distinction between mitzvah chinuch and the mitzvah of bez mitzvah lafrisha. Right?
Right.
I mean, one of them is a mitzvah on bezdin, just like Rachel was suggesting earlier. One of them is a mitzvah on Bezdin. That's the question of Bezdin mitzvah nafrisha or Ein Bezdin mitzvah nafrisha, and we paske in Ein Bezdin mitzvah nafrisha. But then there's a separate question about the father. Now, the father has an obligation, if his son reaches chinuch, to separate him from averas. So it turns out, basically, if Bezdin sees a child who is the age of chinuch doing an avera on the street, Bezdin has no responsibility to stop him, because we paske in Ein Bezdin mitzvah nafrisha. If that child's father saw him, so then the father's child has an obligation to stop him. So the Rambam is basically totally disassociating mitzvah chinuch from bezin mitzvah nahafrisho. Right? But just, you'll see the Rashba himself argues. The Or Kastavu, by the way, is the Rambam. Because it's an extension of the, what he says earlier, but I don't think I gave you what he says exactly earlier. Okay, so yeah, what does he say?
Elisha Inira came in Asuk Yahazoshi Hefalak bin Basin Lavu Kidamashma Maki de Tinok Shayaho Yakovis Avimo Amaret.
Okay, so you don't have to go through his cases, but he doesn't think that the sugyas maintain any distinction between the father and peasant himself. Okay, so look at the second to last line in that piece. If that's true, so then why do you need both a mitzvah chinuch and a mitzvah of Ein Bezdin and a din of mitzvah lafrisho? Right? Or, more sharply, how could you paskin that there is a mitzvah of chinuch and yet maintain that Ein Bezdin mitzvah lafrisho and still maintain that there's no distinction between the Av and Bezdin? And Av and Bezdin have the same responsibilities, yet there's a mitzvah of chinuch, yet Bezdin's not mitzvah lafrisho. So what's the answer? The V'shem and Omar.
V'shem and Omar, Delomer, Mechanchem, Elo Mitzvah Sase, Elo Mitzvah Svot Sase, Kemosh and Omar, Katan Ayodeh El Satev, Aviv Kona El Talas, Ayodeh El Shmort Tefillah and Mechloi, Kinyar.
It's a very big Kiddush. According to the Rashba, the Mitzvah of Chinuch only applies on Mitzvah Sase, doesn't apply to Mitzvah Lo Sase, whereas the din of Bezin Mitzvah Nafrisho, if you're to Paskin Mitzvah Nafrisho, or the din of Ein Mitzvah Nafrisho, is a din that applies to Lo Sase's. Right, so you have a double machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rashba. Triple machlokas, really. According to the Rambam, there's a distinction between Aviv and Bezdin. According to the Rashba, there's no distinction. According to the Rashba, there is a distinction between Mrs. Sase and Mrs. Lo Sase with respect to Chinuch. According to the Rambam, there is no distinction. But then you have a third machlokas also about what the relationship is between Katan Ochal Nevelos, Bezdin Mitzvah Nafrisho, and Mitzvah Chinuch. According to the Rambam, they're fundamentally distinct principles. One of them is about the father, one of them is about Bezdin. According to the Rashba, they're independent, they're different dinim, but the breakdown is between Asin and Los Asin. Not a breakdown between the responsibility of the father and Bezdin. So I think what you have to say for the Rush here is that the Rush assumes that the mitzvah, like the Rambam and like this Rashba, in a similar sense, that the principle of katan ochal nevelos bezin mitzvah nafrisho cannot be a principle of chinuch. Because if it was a mitzvah of chinuch, it wouldn't be generalizable into a din of klal yisrael mizeh bezeh. But if he held like the Rambam that it's just a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin has that obligation, then it's strange that he wants to generalize it into a general obligation that everybody has, being mafresh every Jew from an iser. Right? If one of them is about Bezin's responsibility towards Bnei Israel, it's hard to say that same thing should apply to every Jew when they see somebody else doing an Avera, which is what the Rush is doing.
The Gemara itself kind of did that on Chavala, but the Mishnah is not talking about Beit, the Mishnah is talking about everyone. I think Gemara learns from there that it's the opposite. We learn from a general case, but we learn where the Gemara seems to equate them.
You think according to everyone, Bezin would be lav dafka?
I mean, intuitively, no.
That's what the Rashi was saying against the Rambam. Right? The Rashi was saying it doesn't seem like the sugyas maintain any distinction between a father and Bezin, right. Which is what you see over here also. The Rambam somehow thinks that distinction is relevant.
Right.
So that's a good point, though. But I'm not sure if that's any stronger question than what the Rashba was raising against the Rambam from the Sugyas and Yevamos.
Right.
Okay. So that'll be one. So I think the Rashba is, the Rush here is very big Kiddush, that you could take this din of Bezdin Mitzvah Nafrisho and generalize it into a general a basic principle of, let's say, Klal Yisrael Rivim Zeh Bezeh to prevent every Jew from violating an Isser. If not for the Rush, I would have said that Tosfos is really discussing something else entirely. And I think this might be the suggestion of the Ritva. Tosis is not suggesting a din of katanochal nevelos bezin mitzvah lafrisho with a kol shekain to the manda amar in mitzvah lafrisho with gedolim, but those talking about an iser mitzayel l'dvar avera, that you can't be a partner in somebody who's involved in an avera. I thought you're giving a strong raya that there is such a concept, that an iser mitzayeya l'dvar avera. From where? Is that the source? What was the best source that there's an iser mitzayeya? Independent of Lifnei Evel Sitin Mechshol.
Okay,
maybe the written by Mitzia, maybe. I thought this was a great raya. The Gemara in Shavuos Mem Zayin. What was in Shavuos Mem Zayin?
Lo Tanif.
Excellent. So you have it on page 2. Page 2 and page 3. The Gemara quotes Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Azhar lo okev achar noef minayin, lo sanif, lo sinof, lo sanif. You have a chronic, basically a drasha on lo sinof. Bipashtas, the pasuk lo sinof means that you shouldn't commit adultery. But lo sanif means that you shouldn't be involved in facilitating adultery. Now, what does this Gemara mean? It's a one-line Gemara tucked away in the middle of the Gemara in Shavuos. The Smag quotes this Gemara in his mitzvah of lo sinof, and as a sif katan in Hilchos lo sinof, the Smag says, yeah, there's also lo sanif. I mean, it's part of the mitzvah of lo sinof. And not only can you not commit adultery, you can't facilitate it either. That's just a broader definition of the halachos of lo sinof. But the Meiri there says something different. What does the Meiri say on top of page 3? Meiri in Shavuos Mem Zayin base. Yeah, Sayeya Yidei Ober Aver. Notice how he already just generalizes that Gemara into a basic principle. Somebody who facilitates Ober Avera, V'nosei Makom L'chotei Lavar Bo, and you give room for an Avarian to commit a crime. O Shehu Mishtagel B'Shevilo, or you're actually helping him out. Hareza B'chlal Ha'onesh, V'chai B'dinei Shemayim. And he quotes, Azhar Lo'okei V'achar Noif Lo'sinof Lo'sanif. V'chein Kol Kayotzei B'zah. Any similar case. So not only is he saying that this is a general halacha that applies to all mitzvos, how does he characterize it? Bechlal ha'onesh. I mean, you are included in the punishment that the noef gets. That's a tremendous leap. So here, I would come back to what we were saying earlier, both I think Rachel suggested, that even if you want to say and maintain, like Rabbi Kiva Iger and Tosfos Yeshanim, that lifnei iver lo sitein michshol d'oraisa is its own mitzvah. It doesn't relate to Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't relate to the specific avir which you're going to violate. So you're not going to be considered a mum l'chal tara kula. The iser of lo sanif of misayei de obri avira, that's going to be a principle in each and every mitzvah. And that's why you're going to be b'chal ha'onesh. Whatever onesh the person who actually did that avir is going to get, that iser will be extended to the misayei. But it's not for your reasoning. Why? Because he's assuming that the Isra Misaya is Daraisa. Or he's assuming at least that it has its own source. Lo sinof, lo sanif.
It could just be a Gilui Milsa.
Right, especially because he expands. Fair point. So not necessarily against your reasoning. But definitely, he would assume that this Isser Misayeya is part of every Aver that's going to be committed. So I think the Ritva in Bav Mitzia is also echoing a similar principle. So let's take a look at that Ritva. This is on the bottom of page 1. Chan, you want to read the Gemara? Do you see the Gemara, the background of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening in Bav Mitzia, that Tana base?
There's like a shepherd there's a machloket about whether a shepherd is always considered a gazlan or not, and whether you can like trust his shvuah or not.
Right. Can a roeh take a shvuah? Yeah. Right, so in the case that the Gemara gives on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says he can't take a shvuah. Why?
Because you don't consider, if you give him your sheep, then you're trusting him, so you don't consider him to be a gazlan.
Right. But you have two edim in that case.
Oh, so the first case is there's two edim that, yeah.
Who saw him eat it, right? Ate the sheep or something?
Oh, I thought there were no idiom for the case really. Think I maybe oh. I misunderstood.
Every day you gave him, but every day you gave him sheep, and he gave them back to you.
Yeah, with idiom.
With idiom. And then one day it goes missing. So this that Gemara and Daf Hamed Aleph is the locus classicus for Dvarah D'Amona by Shavuos Hasis. This is a big machlokes. Do you need Dvarah D'Amona 2 days in the Gemara in Shavuos? Do you need some basis to impose a Shavuos Hasis, or could you say anytime you have kofar bakol? So you automatically chayev shvas hasis. Only one mixes is chayev. Midrabanan, they impose the shvas hasis. The question is, do they impose it in all cases of kofar bakol, or only in cases where you have reason to be suspicious? This gemara seems to imply that you don't need dvarah d'mamona because there's no basis for the claim, right? The roeh said, "You don't owe me. I don't owe you anything." So it seems like there's no dvarah d'mamona. Right? The problem is, Rabbeinu Tam paskins that you do need Jarz Mona. What do you do with that case? He says that case is a case of Jarz Mona because you had Edim every other day. So if you have Edim for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that you gave him sheep, and then on Shabbos you gave him sheep and they don't come back, so is that considered Jarz Mona? Okay, it's a question how you define it. So then the Gemara says, how can you take the Shavua? Why don't you say the Roa is a Gazlan? Because Roa always takes your sheep to graze from someone else's property. So the Gemara then says, well, if that's really true, then what, Chana? If it's true that a roeh is possible because he's a gazlan, then
you wouldn't trust the shvuah.
Right, but then why are we discussing this? Ask Gemara here.
I don't see the
bottom of page 1. Dilo temahachi anan chiyusa l'roa heichamasrinan.
Oh, so.
Meaning, if it were true that every roeh is really a gazlan,
then why would he give him a sheep?
Yeah. I mean, the reason why he's a gazlan is because he takes sheep and he grazes on someone else's property, so he's stealing from them. So, if that's really true, then how could we give over our sheep to a roeh? We're violating lifnei ivur l'seitan michshol, because now he's going to take my sheep and he's going to graze on someone else's property. So, Gemara calls that lifnei ivur l'seitan michshol. So, the Gemara ends up saying chazaka ina d'mechote v'lolo. The person's not going to use your sheep to commit an avera, because he's only going to create an avera if it's good for him, not if it's good for somebody else. So the Rizzo's bothered by what? What's wrong with that case?
How's it lift neighbor?
Yeah, how's it lift neighbor? What's missing?
It's like he could have done it without.
Yeah, there's no treyer b'dinara, right? Doesn't it show you that you violate lift neighbor? So it could be that the Rambam and the Chino, who don't require treyer b'dinara, learned from this Gemara that treyer b'dinara is not necessary. I'll point out that the Gemara quotes Lifnei Iver and the Gemara in Moed Katan that a father is not allowed to hit his son, right? Because the son might hit him back. The Gemara cites Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. So is that really Trebi Dinara? Right, you're violating Lifnei Iver, and there's no other Heichetimsi where the son could have hit him back without the instigation. So could be the argument is that point that you don't need Trebi Dinara. So, but what does the Ritva say? He wants to hold like those, or we'll see. What does the Ritva suggest?
There's
an isra misaye de over avera. The question is, what does he mean? Does he mean it in Tosos' sense of chiv lahafrisho min iser, with the Rosh's extension of in bez mitzvah lahafrisho min iser, or does he mean it in the sense of the Meiri in Mem Zayin, which you accidentally read, maybe propitiously, right? That you're actually mitzuruf to the Maisa Avera now. You're a part of it. I mean, Kamakam Ainlan Aligram Lisura, I would say the latter, because it's much more active. It's not just that you're not preventing him from doing the Avera, you're a participant. You caused him to do it. You're Misayea. Right? The terms here seem to be precise. Okay. V'hacha naktinon kra l'ravcha demilsa. Very interesting. So if that's really true, you have a problem. Why does the Gemara quote the pasuk of Lifnei Iver if the Gemara really went Misayel Dvar Avera? So I'm not sure what does the Ritva here mean. Does he mean that, oh, the Gemara just quoted the most relevant pasuk?
Or say it like.
Yeah, or does he mean that Misayeya is an extension of Lifnei Ivlos Yidin Mechshol? It's interesting. Tosus on Daf Gimel, when they jump to Chiyuv LaHafrish Shomer Neser, so they seem to be steering away from Lifnei Iver. Especially if you take that rush, that it's Bezem Mitzvah LaHafrisho. The Ritva here, even though he's getting rid of, remember, they're structurally they're the same. They're both just cases of Lifnei Iver without Trei B'Dinaro. So the Ritva is moving into Isser Misayeya, which he thinks might still be related, the kra of Lifnei Iver is still relevant. Okay. Va'od. Yes, continue.
Va'od l'man d'master le mikra hecha d'leit le behemot achrini lo didei v'lo d'alma ikka mishim Lifnei Iver.
Okay, so he's kind of recanting now. He's saying that maybe there's a case where it is trei b'dinara. Okay, va'od.
Va'od d'hafa d'stama avid isura v'adai afilu hecha
that last answer is fascinating. What it seems like the Ritva does in that last answer is that he takes his chiddush of Misayeya and just reads it back into the full force, the full iser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol. What's the Ritva saying in that last answer?
That he could have done it without you.
Right.
But like you helped him do it, so it's still a problem.
Right, meaning. Basically, what he did in the first answer by getting rid of Lifnei Iver and putting in Isser Misayeya, he's just willing to acknowledge in this last answer that maybe you could have Lifnei Iver without Trei B'Dinara. Why? Because you're Misayeya. When it's Mistama Avid Yisura, when you know that this Isser is going to happen, regardless of whether you are necessary for the Isser, so it's Chari B'Dinara, you know the Nazir is going to drink the wine, so the Ritz is Machadish that you'll violate Lifnei Iver.
Wait, but how does he, like, that, I just don't understand how that fits in with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah.
Right, it's a big question. So he might be willing to get it. The Rambam and the Chinuch, which I was quoting in the beginning, they don't hold of they don't seem to hold of Trei B'Dinara.
The leader's still in attention. No, it's just interesting also because like the question of why is look what is Trei B'Dinara doing? Why
Halivni's not even here anymore.
What?
So
he's not here.
Halivni.
Yeah, there are other people.
It's true. Talmidim.
Yeah, no one of his level. But it's just because why is Trei B'Dinara, why is that the only thing that can create
Lifnei Iver?
Lifnei Iver, right?
Right. So you might have said that Trei B'Dinara is what makes you relevant to this avera, but otherwise you're
right.
Just a bystander.
So then it makes sense to extend. Meaning, if the whole point is just that, like,
why here? But
the
here
only
you just
way...
know it's gonna happen. There's a big difference between you being like you're involved in the crime, as opposed to you being a necessary accessory to the crime.
Right. So maybe you could reformulate it and say it's not that we care that you're necessary, whatever. It's just that the only way that we can know what we care about with Lifnei Iver is that the action is going to be a direct result of your action, of your action, or the avir is going to be a direct result of your action. So normally the only way we can know that is if it's a Trei B'Dinara case. Maybe the only that you're the only possibility for him to have done the avira. But another alternative way that you can know that it's the avir, the direct result of your actions, is if it literally
right, they're
happens.
They're both hechetimtzis of basically making you mitzuraf.
Yeah.
Making you like relevant to the ma'aseh avir now.
Like very.
You're right, but I think there's definitely good reason to draw the line elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like for example, if I thought that Lifnei Iver was just about, I mean. I mean, to the extent that it's about responsibility for the Avera, I would say Trei B'Dinara is necessary. To the extent that it's relevant to the Avera, so now I would expand it. But I would have said that these are two different, there's Lifnei Iver and there's Isser Misayeya. Misayeya is the latter, Lifnei Iver is the former. But the Ritz is willing, at least in his last opinion here, he's willing to combine the two. Okay. Good? So let's just look at the Ritz. The Ritz has a very similar formulation of Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Mem Beis. Let's just see that quickly. Jennifer, you want to read the Ritva there? Have a reserve oven base? Oh, you don't have the sheets.
Are there no sheets?
There's more. I also... Page 2 and 1. Oh, I have an extra page 2. No, just kidding. I have extra page 2. Oh, yeah. Extra page 2.
And there are more than one.
Here, page 2.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just read it.
Tamalomar, Vilifne Iver, Lutitin Mechshol. Baha Hakad, Zeki Lo Yavinan Le, Shakilahu. Ihu v'kamrinan da bar mishum ufne iver. Hakam b'mayaskinan. Zaka v'trei aparnar. Birushalo adula matzi shakila. Zaka nami zekatne lo yoshit v'loktani lo yitain shmamina.
It's already implicit in the language of lo yoshit, which means don't extend, as opposed to lo yitain. So lo yoshit connotes trei b'dinara, two different sides of a river. Chin halacha, that's how you pass in, that you need trei b'dinara. So here the Ritva seems to be backtracking from his last day in Bav Mitzia. Because here the Ritva is saying that it's true that you need Trei B'Dinara for Lifnei Iver, but when it comes to something else, okay, go on.
Right. After you got Isura the Melta, Mishum Sayah, Ide over Avera.
Excellent, right? So what's he? Kol Shana Gormim.
Kol Shana Gormim lo lasso Isur. O Larbo Isur.
So you notice the Ritva is kind of adamant here. Here he's backtracking from his last day in Bar Mitzvah, which said you violated Lifnei Iver proper when you're Misayah. So here he's willing to say you need Trei B'Dinara for Lifnei Iver, but you violate Misayah. Right, so he goes back and forth whether Misayeh is kind of identical, whether it's separate from Lifnei Iver. Go on. And he brings a proof. So I like his proof from Gittin Samech Beis. That's a very nice proof. You're not allowed to help. You're not allowed to encourage Jews who are doing malacha on Shviyas. That's very nice. Makes a lot of sense. You're not allowed to help. You're not allowed to encourage people who are doing Obri Avera. But then he kind of like his Vlo Ode, kind of jarbling together a lot of things. Right? His Vlo Ode is the Chiv to be Moche. Now, I would have said that's a totally separate halacha. But just like we were saying, Tosan Daf Gimel says the Chiv Lafisha Manisr. That's not Misayeah. That's not Lifnei Iver. Here, he's bringing a proof for Misayeya from Yechiv Tvi Moche.
Didn't you say that Tzvot was talking about Misayeya?
What?
Or you said that Tzvot was talking about Misayeya?
Here? I don't think he's talking about Misayeya. I think I would have said that I wouldn't have jumped to Chiv LaHafrisham and Isser. I would have said Isser Misayeya. But I think those himself is saying something different. I think you see that from the Rosh's extension. Because you couldn't have based Misayeya, I don't think you could base Misayeya in Katanochal Nevelos Bezim Tzivon
Lafrisha. Right. That is a logical extension. If there's a Chiyot Tzivon Chod and Kal Chomer, like, that's an easy.
If there, I mean, perhaps the Ritva is making that same connection and same sort of smushing them together.
Right, I mean, he's acknowledging they're different, but given that there's an Isser Tzivon Moche.
Right.
There's a Chiyot.
Helps prove his point. It seems to like help prove his point more than the
source for his point.
Right.
He's saying if the Torah holds that you're responsible or you have a responsibility to object, so then it makes sense that you're somewhat responsible. Right? Or that you have an Isser Misayeh as like a kol shekein. Okay, I would have said that like it's little apples and oranges. Right? You could have an obligation to be moche, but an obligation to be moche doesn't tell you anything about an Isser Misayeh. Unless the guys can do the Avera anyway. And I tell them, look, you can't do this Avera. Namocha. But then I end up being somehow an accessory. So did I violate an Isser? I don't know. I can see why it's a little dicey. I would have been fine saying that I discharge my obligation to Mocha and yet I don't violate Messiah. Okay, read on, though.
Of course you can
share. Anyway, notice how it doesn't call you even Zelazah. Kol Yisrael Arim Zelazeh, I would say, is relevant at least to Chiv Tvi Moche. I don't see how that's relevant to the Isser Misayeh. right? V'kol shekein.
V'kol shekein she'asur legrum lahem la'asot shum iser o l'harbet b'iser klal.
So that last point is basically your objections. I mean, you might say that this is all just building up his kol shekein. I would say that I would deny that you can make a kol shekein from an iser, from a mitzvah limchos. And then he points you back to the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Hei, even though he himself and Daf Hei entertained that Misaya actually is lifnei iver, whereas over here he's being mechalik between them. Okay, so it's tricky to know what's happening there. So these are three different models. You have lifnei iver l'sitein michshol in the middle, which is a little ambiguous. We're not sure what it is. Then you have katan ochal nevelos bezim mitzivan l'afrisho. It's not clear exactly what that is. You have the Rambam and the Rashba arguing about its relationship to chinuch. You have the Rosh, who at least extends it to achiv l'hafrish min ha'isr. Then you have a separate principle of an isr misayeya from the Gemara in Shavuos Mem Zayin, and you have echoes of that in the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Hei, if you take the, especially with the Ritva's understanding. But it's not clear about isr misayeya's relationship to lifnei iver l'sitein michshol, which is what the Ritva wavers on between Avodah Zarah Daf Vav and Bava Metzia Daf Hei. There's another category that you could adduce, which is what the Ritva touches on in Avodah Zarah, and that would be the category of Hocheach Tochiach, which is what he's referencing in the Chiyav Tvi Mocha. Now again, if you asked me, I would have said that the Isser of Hocheach Tochiach is not relevant, right? Maybe if it is relevant, it's only relevant as a Kol Shekein, the way the Ritva wants to bring it in. But it's certainly not relevant as the basis for an Isser Misayeya. Would everybody agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but who disagrees? Who disagrees with this?
What are you looking for?
They had their last one last week. Who disagrees? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Mitzvah Resh Hei. Look on page 1. Ba Mitzvah HaResh Hei. Jeremy, Mitzvah Resh Hei.
You should see Vana Lo Chia Chachota, or Mishi Yirtza Lachta, will know also Mimen Oven Ma Amar B'Tol Chacha.
Good. Go on.
Vein Ra'o Yolano Shiyo Maracha, Mimen Oani Bo Echta, Vim Yechta Zulasim Ali, Tino Em Melokha. זה הפך חצר. אבל אנחנו מצווים שלא נמרא ולא נעזור זועסנו מאמונסנו שימרא ואם שדל המרוס חייבים אנו להוכיחו להשיבה. ואף על פי שלא יצא עליו אידו שיחייב עליו זה. והוא אמר יסלה הוכיח תוכיח שם את זה. ונכנס בציבוי הזה שנושים קצתנו לקצתנו כשיחת איש ממנו לאיש ולא נטר לו ונחשב לו אבא.
This is a very interesting Rambam. I mean, the Rambam kind of says here that not only is there a mitzvah ocheach tochiach, but it's also that shelo nazov zulasenu meimusenu sheyamre. And then if he is mamre, you have a chiyuv to mochicha ulo hashivo. You have a chiyuv to prevent him, to stop him. So the Rambam is almost blurring the lines here between your chiv lahafrisho min iser, and the mitzvah ochiach tochiach es amisacha. And I would have even said, look, you have an iser ochiach tochiach. You may have a din of chiv lahafrish min iser. You may have a din of misayeya. You may have a din of lifnei iver l'sitein michshol. And those may all exist as independent categories. The Rambam here is saying that as part of ochiach tochiach, you have a mitzvah to be mafrish. Who basically disagrees with that Rambam? Not just in his characterization of Ochech Tochiach, but in the din, whether it's Dereis or Drabanan. Tosos. Because even when Tosos entertained the Chiv L'Hafrisho Min Iser, what?
He never entertained Ochech Tochiach. Is that reason?
Yeah, but how do you know that? Because Tosos said that it's only Drabanan.
Oh, yeah.
So once Tosos got rid of Lifnei Iver, so he had nothing left, so they jumped to Chiv L'Hafrish Mi Drabanan.
Why can that be Drabanan of Ochech Tochiach?
Right, but the Rambam is saying it's Doraisa.
Okay, so he disagrees with the Rambam.
Yeah. Is there a Doraisa din of Chiv L'Hafrisho Min Iser? According to the Rambam, yes, as a category of hochiach tochiach. According to Tosos, no. Right?
I was confused even how he could even entertain that fishman answer, because from the concept of this Gemara, it's pretty clear that we're talking about a low taset, because we're talking about patur mutar, like, right, being like, the question is why was this listed as a patur mutar? So if it was a mitzvah asay, the question is, how can it be mutter for being over on the asay? Meaning, how could you entertain that we're talking about an asay here at all in our Gemara? Whole question, the concept of
Tosus seems to be fine saying if there's an Isser Drabbanan of Chiyuv Lafri Shem and Isser, right?
Which is a mitzvah.
The guy's violating a Daraisa here of Yehutza'a and Shabbos.
Right.
Chiyuv Lachiyuv Lafri Shem. Tosus, that's Drabbanan.
Yeah, the question is, why isn't the Gemara...
Why isn't that listed as a case of Yisurei Shabbos?
I guess no. I guess because you wouldn't say something's Mutar if you're being over on an asset. But never mind for it. I get it. But you wouldn't say...
You wouldn't say mutter.
Right.
Okay. But see, somebody's shown you even have a stronger lashon on that when the Gemara says that yadale be isure Shabbos, the assays are included in isure Shabbos. That formulation. So I was going further. Just look at the Ram also in Hichos Deis Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. What does Ram say? Jeremy?
Haruach avir she chata o shalach b'derech lo tovah. Mitzvah alach sira ulamuta, gold yoshu hotel, at smoke in Masava Arim, Shanamar of Yatokhil Samizaka.
Good, let's skip to the last line for that Rambam.
Mchol Chef Sharb Yato Lumkos, Vino Mocha, Hunis Pas Bavon, Elaki, when Chef Sharb Lumkos.
So, what did I'm saying that last line? So, I'm took a huge leap forward.
Your Dafka Nitpas in that sense.
Yeah, it seems like. If you're Efshar to be Mochen, you're not Mochen, you're Nitfas Ba'avon Elu. Like you're included, you're responsible for the Avon that those people did. So again, so I would have thought that, again, if anything, that would be relevant to the Isser of Misayeya of Yidei over Avera. If you're a partner in his crimes, then you can be accountable for his crime. Like maybe like the Mi'uri was saying on Mem Zayin in Shavuos. But here the Rambam is saying that even for Ocheach Tocheach HaSamisecha, you're considered Nitfas Ba'avon Elu. Right, so even for a weaker level of responsibility, you're somehow nichlal in the onesh. And you see the Rambam Zoshitasu in Tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva's Perek Tal Alecha Aleph. Jeremy, one more time.
Arba v'eshrim dvarim ma'akbenata Tshuva, arba mehen avon gadol v'osecha mehen min ha'kosh baruch l'mas v'yadol aset Tshuva v'yigod al chato, ve'elohen ha'machtiyas harabim v'klal avonze ha'ma'akib et harabim v'asus mitzvah.
Okay, so look at Gimel.
Harab b'no yotze l'tarbut ra'a v'ino memacha v'yadol. Hoil of Novir Shito, Yum Michabo, Hayaparish, Nunsa Kamatio, Vikalvanza, Koshev Sharbi Adolum Hosbacher, and Binyaka Biram, Volmicha Eliani Ham, Bikishlana.
Alright, so one of the major Averos, which is Maki Vesachuva, is not stopping people from doing Averos. So it just sounds like there's a lot of blurring of boundaries here. And why that should apply even to something as light as. Or even something as removed from the actual avera of as mchech tochiach as amisacha. I think that's very surprising. So maybe we'll finish up just next week very quickly with where does lifnei evil sitin mechshel fall. So some rishonim here are we know that there's a din of mchech tochiach as amisacha. We know that there's a din of iser misayeya. We know that there's a din now of chayv lahafrisha min avera. If I wanted to set up the two extremes, I would say there's Isser Misayeya, which is partnership in the Avera, and there's Hocheach Tochiach, which is about responsibility to other members of Bnei Yisrael, nothing to do with the actual Chet. So where does Lifnei Iver fall? I would say it falls somewhere in between, but is Lifnei Iver really a category of Isser Misayeya, like the Ritva was kind of suggesting about Mitzia, or is Lifnei Iver more a halacha of responsibility towards other Jews? To the extent that it's about partnership in the Avera, so I would say that Lifnei Iver is a halacha in each specific aver, like Misayeya. To the extent that it's about responsibility, so now I would say that it's a separate halacha. So the question is, what are the dinim of and nafkamina, maybe whether it has an actual shame iser with respect to shach. So we're just going to run through just two or three halachas. I'm going to stop now, but that show that it's not clear where Lifnei Iver falls on the spectrum. It's not even clear what the main iser of Lifnei Iver is. Like, there's a question, like, do you take the pasuk even kipshuto? Like, is there an Isser to be machshel somebody in Rishus HaRabim? So, but Pashtus, like, the Rambam doesn't quote it. Like, there's no Isser of Nezek of putting a stumbling block in front of an Iver. Is the Torah's Kohanim, we'll see, learns out Lifnei Iver of giving Eitzah She'ena Hogenes Lo, giving bad advice. The Gemara always applies Lifnei Iver in terms of being machshel somebody in being a Mistayeh Yidei Evre. Those are three different dinim. One is about Nezikin. One of them is about giving bad advice, which is clearly a responsibility issue, and only the Gemara talks about it in terms of Misayel de Ovre Feira. So it's not clear where Lifnei Iver falls. So we'll just pick up a couple points on Lifnei Iver and then we'll move on.